Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Today is October 10th, 2016, and thank you for joining me today. As you know, today is Manhattan Project Monday. I think that's what I've renamed Mondays. I was set to interview Wendy Lumetta from St. Louis, and she has unfortunately fallen ill quite gravely. She's in the hospital. Let's hope that she'll recuperate very quickly. To be honest, over the weekend when I found out, I was really quite shaken, frankly. She's such a trooper. She's like, maybe we can pre-record. And I'm like, heck no, you take care of your health. She's been diagnosed with pretty severe pneumonia and some other issues, and they're testing her. She's in the hospital. Let's pray for her rapid recovery, and hopefully this will be the last bout she'll get from what I consider to be the Manhattan Project waste. I thought what I would do today is, since it was on the fly, I actually thought about live streaming this on Facebook, which I'm going to do. I just had too much on my plate with homework and getting a reading up for my YouTube channel. I probably could go live on Facebook, but I don't look so good this morning, so I'm not going to do it. I'll probably start the live feed on Friday. That's what I think. I think I am going to start live streaming this radio show. I figured it out. I can't live stream from my computer, but I can from my cell phone, so I can turn the live feed on my cell phone, direct it at myself, and do a live stream on the radio and on Facebook, and I think it might get this information out to at least a few more people. You know, this whole Manhattan Project disaster has put our country, our world, into a tailspin. We are all now victims of the Manhattan Project. World War II has never really ended, as we will see. I mean, Wendy is sick. The victims, unfortunately, of the Manhattan Project are now Americans. We are facing the brunt of this disaster. And the denial, I don't know how any of you felt, but last night that Dog and Pony show was held in St. Louis. Not one word about the burning nuclear dump site. Not one word. And I really doubt if Trump was even told about it. Or Clinton. Well, Clinton probably knows, but she could care less. But I would be shocked to find out if Trump, I mean, to be honest, Trump is one of those low information voters, in my view. I am still astounded that people think that A, he could do anything for our country, B, that he's a real candidate, and C, that he has any chance in hell of winning. My daughter is petrified of him winning, and I'm not. I mean, it's already as bad as it is. I mean, what's the news today out of Russia considering military bases in Cuba and Vietnam? Really? Did we hear that on the news? That's in the BBC, folks. That is a shock. So if Russia has a military presence in Cuba, Russia is considering plans to resume its military presence in Vietnam and Cuba, the country's defense minister, prime minister, said. So they're ramping it up on us all, and our television channels and our radio stations are demonizing Russia, making it seem like war is probably a good solution. While our country is giving money to terrorists who behead children. There was a video, I don't know how many of you saw that. You know what? Our nation's an unconscionable monster. The two people that we have running as president are embarrassments in terms of humanity. It's astounding. Let me get back to this Manhattan Project thing. I was very upset about Wendy Lametta being so sick. I know she has suffered quite a bit, but you know what? This is exactly why I could not interview Mary Osco, the woman who lives right next door to, I believe, the Coldwater Creek perimeter, where the radiation in her house is over 300 counts per minute, according to the EPA. She has double lung cancer. Her husband is sick. She has buried children. The people in St. Louis are under attack. And it's easy for people to live there for 10, 15, 20 years. And then they start getting sick. Just this is exactly what happens with nuclear pollution. I found something that says, it's an essay that was written in Science Log, 12/18/2014. This is what it says. Who is it written by? Let me see if it gives us a person. Dr. Zakir Ali Rajneesh, excuse me for mangling your name, Dr. Rajneesh. Radioactive pollution, highly hazardous to human health. That's the title of this. As if we didn't know. I am going to read this again so that people can understand exactly what we're talking about. Radioactive pollution is dangerous to human health, causing skin disorders, leukemia, tumors, cardiovascular diseases, premature aging, and reduced lifespan. That was Dr. Arvind Singh. Radioactive pollution is the increase in natural background radiation emerging from the activities of human beings involving the use of naturally occurring or artificially produced radioactive materials. It is not the increase in natural background radiation. That is not a fair true statement, at least according to Dr. Gordon Edwards. I just listened to a seminar that he gave over the weekend in which he stated unequivocally, we need to stop calling it radiation because it is radioactive pollution. There is plenty of background radiation in the air. What we're talking about is when they have taken uranium, specifically uranium, broken it up somehow scientifically and created unstable isotopes that keep expounding and expounding, and they do not know how to stop it. That is exactly what's happening in Japan, in Chernobyl, at the WIP, at Hanford, at any place where there has been a nuclear meltdown. Look what's happening in look what happens in St. Louis. People are dying, and they still live there because where are they going to go? I mean, to be honest, we really are assets on a balance sheet. Let me get back to this because people need to hear this again. Radioactive substances are those which have the ability to emit high energy particles like alpha and beta particles and gamma rays. Radioactive substances are unstable in nature and are continuously emitting these particles in order to gain some stability. Radioactive pollution is not a constant or regular phenomenon, and hence the duration and frequency of the pollution will vary with time and conditions. Three major types of conditions exist. Number one, continuous pollution. The type of condition exists in uranium mines. Those over 15,000 abandoned uranium mines in the United States, folks. And I venture to say all over Australia, as a matter of a fact. Australia has dug deep, and so has Canada. The Queen will extract her wares. She wants her money, no matter what. She has to have her bed changed three times a day. Come on, she needs that uranium money. Nuclear reactors and laboratories where humans are under continuous exposure to radioactive contaminants. Accidental pollution. This type of condition exists during accidental exposure to radiation by virtue of equipment failure, radiation leaks, faulty protective equipment, etc. And number three, occasional pollution. This condition exists during isolated experiment or test of nuclear substance. Occasional, accidental. So that's what we have. We have a continuous accidental pollution leak going on at Fukushima, Chernobyl, the WIP, and actually even at Three Mile Island, and we still have it at Indian Point. We know that for sure. Indian Point, for those of you who have forgotten, has, they're not really talking about it, 68,000% and probably skyrocketing by now since that number was 7 months ago, 6 or 7 months ago, of tritium pouring into the Hudson Bay at untold amounts. And there are people in New York who want to keep that nuclear power plant open. So I am, to be honest, fit to be tied this morning over the news that Wendy Lametta is ill. When I talked to her, she sounded very gravely ill, and it was quite upsetting to me. I just tell you this, nothing better happened to her because I will be on the warp. I mean, I am on the warpath, but really, honest to God, she's a magnificent person. And she understands this, and she has lived next to Weldon Springs in St. Louis most of her life. Weldon Springs is another one that we don't talk about. We have the Westlake Landfill. We have the Laddie. There are three or four sites around St. Louis where this nuclear pollution has been dumped. And those are the places that we know, as Larry Bergen has explained to us. I mean, what did he say? He went out and found that machine that was cut in half by a non-qualified subcontractor. They ripped apart a machine that was processing the plutonium and the thorium. And he just cut it in half and went and dumped it in some fields around Missouri. That's a great way to handle it. I mean, what kind of monsters run our government where we leave this alone, where they can just ignore this? I mean, I'm going to continue with this story because people need to hear this again and again. Because if this does not get you off your rear ends to do something, I don't know what will. There is a war on, folks, and it is on us. World War III isn't coming. I mean, this news about Cuba being in, Russia going back to Cuba is not, I mean, maybe that'll keep us from going into war if Putin's got a base in Cuba right there. Maybe the United States might feel a bit of humility for once in its goddamn life. Although, just like Trump, I doubt it. Trump has absolutely no humility, so, and neither does Clinton. I mean, these people are the most despicable creatures I've ever seen in my life. Last night was a humiliation as an American. I don't know how anybody can believe that Trump is a good guy, that Clinton is a good woman. If she's a woman, I mean, for God's sakes, she's a monster. These people, I mean, this is where David Icke is really. You watch these people and you wonder, like, are they really, maybe they are alien creatures. I mean, it's stunning, the lack of regard for human life and the way they play us and pretend. Clinton was just laughing every time he challenged her. She just smiled grin to grin and gave that, like, gaslighting smile of, look, oh, you're so ridiculous. Bernie Sanders won the primary, folks. He acquiesced for reasons unknown to us. But, you know, it was shown 170 delegates were stolen from Bernie Sanders. Now, why would the people in charge want Clinton or Trump instead of Bernie Sanders, because they know Bernie Sanders is the beginning of what they're trying to do is stave off the tide of revolution that is coming. But they can't do it if people are sick and in the hospital, can they? This is so outrageous. Let's see what this man says. Radioactive pollution is increasing because of the increased use of radioactivity. Dying. It occurs mostly from the waste products that are left behind after the use of radioactive substances. Radioactive waste is usually the product of nuclear process such as nuclear fission, which is extensively used in nuclear reactors. I'm going to skip down. The major sources of radioactive waste are generated and are responsible for radioactive pollution are as follows. Listen to the number one, uranium mining. Production of nuclear fuel, nuclear power reactors, use of radionuclides for industries for various applications, nuclear tests carried out by the defense personnel, and disposal of nuclear waste, which they are not disposing of, folks. There is no disposal of nuclear waste. We just have nuclear waste. They have never yet disposed of it. You know how they've disposed of it? Right into the ocean. The solution to pollution is dilution. That's their lie. It's a big fat lie that is killing and changing our planet in ways that is a crime against our planet. This has been an interesting journey for me to have accepted this challenge of doing this radio show 3 times a week. Because I'll tell you what, it is emotionally, psychically, very damaging to watch people just check out on nuclear pollution. Every state that is east of the Mississippi, every citizen east of the Mississippi is ignoring the waste that is killing their families. And that is not a blanket statement. That's untrue. There is not a single state east of the Mississippi that is free of nuclear waste. Not one. And what happened in Florida is still a shock because the St. Lucie nuclear power plant was shut down during Hurricane Matthew. It took a direct hit. We have no idea what happened. And when I talk about Manhattan Project Mondays, I mean, I don't mean to be flip about it, but honestly, it's an offense. It's that we even have to think about the Manhattan Project, that they have done nothing but lie to us. And now we have people that we love and cherish getting sick and dying. Why? Because Robin Oppenheimer, the man behind the bomb, was a psychopath. And the people, what's happened, actually, Dr. Gordon Edwards from Canada, he basically outlined in a seminar I listened to over the weekend how the scientists basically begin to believe their lies. They really don't know. They don't look into it. They're fed misinformation from the get-go, which is why this young woman at the University of Oregon argued with me that France has a way to manage their nuclear waste. It's unconscionable. So I'm going to go into this on this article because this is why I pulled this article. It's very small, but I thought it was a really good article. What is fallout? So this is what we have to understand. The fallout is the spread throughout the Earth's atmosphere of nuclear pollution, radioactive pollution, which we have had. The best instance of fallout is the nuclear attack on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, 1945, by the United States in the Second World War. As a result of nuclear bomb explosion, more than 2 leka people died from long-term exposure to radiation within 5 years owing to radiation effects and cancer. What is that, L-A-K-H? So, let's go up this. What is L-A-K-H? See, this is where the scientific minds, this is where they get into it. And, you know, L-A-K-H. It is 100,000. L-A-K-H is a word for 100,000. Oh, my gosh. 100,000. 200,000 died from long-term exposure within 5 years of the attack owing to radiation effect and cancer. Actually, there's probably a lot more than died. That's just what they told us. Imagine the 90% rule. Think of that in the 90, but that means like 1.5 million people. Now, this is what happens with it. I mean, we all know what happens, but how is it that we can emotionally check out on this? Is it because it's just too devastating? I mean, I have been asking the people of St. Louis to please come on the radio show and share their experiences. We've had a few people come on, and after a while, I think it becomes too grim for them to have to discuss it. So they just don't want to discuss it. There's just like no discussion of it because they have to live there. Just like talking to the people of Japan, they have to live there. Nobody's talking about it. East of the Mississippi, every single community has nuclear pollution, folks. Every single community. There isn't a single community that is free of nuclear waste east of the Mississippi. And in fact, if you actually look at where all the abandoned uranium mines are, very few spots in the continental United States is free of nuclear pollution. And post-Fukushima, guarantee there's not even like one little tiny iota. The entire planet is being baked and soaked in radioactivity. And you know what's happening is it is affecting us. We are feeling tired. We are getting more diseases. We are getting autoimmune diseases. Cancer rates are skyrocketing. Cancer, brain cancer in children is the number one killer of children. And yet people continue and persist to pretend like it's just not that big a deal and they don't need to get actively engaged. Well, I think people do need to get actively engaged. We need to at least every week call up our elected officials and tell them to defund every single nuclear. Anything that's pro-nuclear is a big fat lie. Everything that they will say about nuclear is a big fat lie. So, you know, I venture to say that we are fighting an uphill battle. I get that. Now, listen to this. Here's an article. Final walls of Oak Ridge Manhattan Project building finally come down. What I did this morning when I realized that I wasn't going to be interviewing anybody, I pulled up a bunch of articles on the Manhattan Project. And it is stunning, the whitewashing that continues week after week after week. Many cheered as the mammoth high-reach machine pulled over the last remnants of the iconic building at the Oak Ridge facility. Oak Ridge Manhattan Project building comes down. Demolition workers took down the final wall of the old building. And when was this? August 30th, 2016. So this just happened, folks. Signaling milestone. The milestone, last gasp, the massive gaseous diffusion complex built more than 70 years ago as part of the top secret Manhattan Project. National, state, and local officials joined U.S. Department of Energy representatives and 1,500 project employees in a send-off to the last of the five main buildings slated for demolition at the former K-25 site. Many cheered as a mammoth high-reach machine pulled over the last remnant of the iconic building, which had employed 25,266 people at its peak. "We've had an opportunity to watch history in the making," said Sue Kange, manager of DOE's Oak Ridge Office of Environmental Management. "This is such a rewarding moment, not for just Oak Ridge, but for the DOE and the country as a whole." Really, it was rewarding. The U-shaped complex, once the world's largest building housed under one roof, was built at a cost of $512 million in the early 40s to produce weapon-grade enriched uranium. We're talking war profiteering, folks. $512 million in the 40s was like billions. Serious war profiteering. Good to be rich. K-25 produced the enriched uranium for the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima. This lie that helped end World War II. It did not help end World War II. It started out as a lie. It has ended in a lie. And all they have ever done at the Manhattan Project is lie. Why? Because Robert Oppenheimer was a psycho. It continued to produce enriched uranium during the Cold War and later supply low enrichment uranium for civilian power reactors. The final gaseous diffusion equipment at Oak Ridge was shuttered in 1985, folks. It was shuttered in 85, and here we are, 2016. They're just now tearing the buildings down. Today's celebratory event at the East Tennessee Technology Park, formerly known as K-25, was entitled Enriching Our Future, a Historic Moment. Honestly, these people, this is where people get seriously like, I don't know how anybody can live with themselves. U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander said Tuesday's symbolic tearing down of the final piece of K-27 bridges the past and the future. Really? Tell me how it bridges them. Today marks the end of an era, and I'm extremely proud of the men and women who have worked here for more than a decade to complete the demolition of the uranium enrichment buildings and the cleanup of the East Tennessee Technology Park. That is such a lie. There is no cleaning it up, Senator Alexander. Oak Ridge is an example of how cleanup should be done. The Department of Energy, the contractors, and the local community working together to get a result and help bring new jobs to East Tennessee. I'm really glad I found this article. Alexander said the final demolition jump starts the Oak Ridge Corridor, which paves the way for future economic development at the old K-25 site. As if they will be able to build anything there for over 100,000 years. More than 720 acres of land and 332,000 square feet of building space has been made available for new economic development, leading to an estimated $100 million private investment in technology, industry, and new renewables. I hope he puts a Senate office right there and gets his cancer pretty quick and we can be done with that bastard. This is why we don't have to be violent when it comes to nuclear, folks, because the nuclear will take care of it themselves. It's just a 10-year process, 10 to 15-year process. All these bastards are going to just drop off like flies. Oh, my God. They make me so angry. Okay. The demolition of Building K-27 was the culmination of the 10-year process called Vision 2016 that included raising the buildings K-25, K-29, K-31, and K-33. Listen to how much the cleanup cost was. Want to guess? Take a guess. Take a real good guess. The price tag for the cleanup of all five gaseous diffusion buildings was $1.7 billion with a B. More war profiteering, folks. Billion with a B. While our schools are suffering, while kids go to school hungry, while old people are trying to figure out should they take their medicine and cut it in half. This is despicable. This country is going to get what it deserves, either with Trump or Clinton. It is going to get what it deserves, and it's not going to be pretty, because allowing this kind of crime to continue to go on in the face of Fukushima destroying the planet is outrageous. And for Senator Lamar Alexander to pat himself on the back and act like he's done his state a single bit of good, while the Democratic Party kept its mouth shut last night, sitting inside of a building in St. Louis where people are dying from radioactive pollution. It is unbelievable. According to the officials, Tuesday marked the first time in history that all of the site's uranium-enriched gaseous diffusion buildings have been demolished. All of A sites. This, you get what this sentence says? This says this is the first time in history that all of A sites, uranium-rich gaseous diffusion buildings, have been demolished. This is the only place, and it cost them $1.7 billion to destroy these buildings. Wow. And it's the only site that's been totally so-called cleaned up, have been demolished. It's not cleaned up, but the buildings have been demolished. Just moments after the final sliver of K-27 came crashing down, demolition workers were already busy at work on the next phase of the site cleanup. Cha-ching! Let's get rich while we kill the population and stay as far away from there as we possibly can. Heavy equipment tore into the nearby 731 building, initiating work on the Vision 2020 phase. Initiating work on the Vision 2020 phase, which is projected to complete the remainder of the cleanup of East Tennessee Technology Park in 4 years. Wow, folks. Once the cleanup is complete, U.S. Representative Chuck Fleischmann said the former K-25 site will be a hot commodity. That's hilarious. What a dumbass. Will be a hot commodity as it transitions into a private sector industrial complex. Yes, it definitely is a hot commodity, Representative Fleischmann. It's definitely going to be hot. That is hilarious. These people, they really are monsters. Right here, we have hundreds of businesses wanting to relocate. Really? Are they going to tell people that they're going to be working in a radioactive dump site? This land will be used to revitalize the region as these parcels are cleaned up and turned back over to the city of Oak Ridge. This is an historic occasion. Really? I do not know how people can live with themselves and allow this to happen. I will tell you this, though. Let me see if I can. I apologize to you again, Dr. Edward Gordon. So I'm going to type this in because I watched a seminar. And, or maybe it's Gordon Edwards. I think it's maybe Gordon Edwards. He is from Canada. Gordon Edwards. Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility. This is where we all have to go, folks. And I mean this week, because there is a movement of our governments wanting to take nuclear pollution and put it under the Great Lakes. And they also want to traverse it across the open Arctic right now. And so he was calling on all of us to write to our elected officials and tell them, keep the nuclear waste off of the Great Lakes, keep the nuclear waste out of the Arctic. So there is a really great website that we all really must learn to get to. It's www.ccnr.org, Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility, and it is in French and in English. And it is, to be honest, it's going to be up to us, for all of us, to actually decide that we're going to take a little bit of action. We really don't have that many people actively engaged. And this is why they get away with what they do. And part of it is, it's easy to forget. It's like, I mentioned to somebody yesterday who was living in New York about New York leaking the radiation into their drinking water. And they went, well, what about New York? And they kind of forgot that the tritium is leaking into the Hudson Bay, 68,000%. Tritium, let's see how high it is. Leaking into Hudson Bay. June 28th, 2016. Let me try to find the most recent story. I just typed it in. Thank you for hanging in there with me. You're listening to Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission Radio Show. And I think this is one of the very few radio shows who actually talk about nuclear pollution live. I know Libby Halevy does a fabulous job with her interviews. She brings us a lot of firsthand professional interviews with people, and her work, I think, is bar none extremely outstanding. And anyone who can support Libby Halevy's efforts, I strongly encourage you to. I do. Frankly, I try to spread the love and support a lot of different. I don't give money to a church. I give money to nonprofits or people who are out there, just activists, people out there who are trying to make a difference and actually doing something and doing what they say they're going to do. That for me is a big thing. Like, it's easy to talk, but if you're going to do something or even just be out there talking, like Libby Halevi, she conducts these fabulous interviews with people. She really sorts them out. She may not get all the facts 100% straight, but she's willing to listen, willing to learn. And, you know, her heart, she's a victim of, again, Three Mile Island. And we're all victims of the Manhattan Project. Let's be clear. None of us are free of it. Kevin Blanche was the first person who publicly came out and declared himself, you know, his dad was a nuclear veteran. He's a victim of the Manhattan Project. My friend Ed Oz is a victim of the Manhattan Project. His parents died of cancer from the very first nuclear meltdown in Van Nuys. Most of his family have cancer. This is the thing. Most of our cancers go undiagnosed as being related to nuclear pollution. However, they for real are. So check this out. Freethoughtproject.com, dated June 26, 2016. The title of it says this. This is stunning. There's no covering up this one. Visible pollution leaking from New York nuclear power plant. And there is a picture with the Indian Point right there. Let's see. Make sure it is Indian Point. It is stunning. It's a picture of Lake. U.S. Coast Guards have cordoned off a portion of Lake Ontario this week after aerial spotters found a visible sheen that is coming from the nuclear power plant in upstate New York, in Scriba, New York. For those of you who know New York, I have no idea, but this is stunning. There's actually a picture of a line. It looks like an oil line, but it's not. It's nuclear waste coming right into Lake Ontario this week. They have cordoned off a portion of Lake Ontario this week. The Coast Guard Auxiliary Air Crew first noticed the sheen on Sunday, shortly after a boat crew from the Oswego Station tested the sheen and a, quote, temporary safety zone was put in place. Temporary safety. How do you like that acronym? A temporary safety zone was put in place. It's not safe, folks. It's highly toxic. The Freethought Project spoke to the Coast Guard Sector Buffalo Commander Center on Tuesday and confirmed that the zone was still closed off and there's no information as to when it will reopen. The oil sheen is said to be coming from the vent in the hydrogen seal system of the Fitzpatrick plant in Scriba, New York, approximately 10 miles northeast of Oswego. So here I thought I was finding something on Indian Point, and guess what? It's not. This is the point here, folks. It is so much worse than we ever imagined. And people were like, oh, I want to listen to that radio show because this is really interesting. Look, somebody sent me a text yesterday and asked me, I live in Florida near that sinkhole and I know I'm feeling sick. What do you think? How should I get a Geiger counter? You know what I think? Screw the Geiger counters, folks. We know we're being polluted. I mean, you want to know how high the level of radiation is in your area? The EPA tested. It's freaking off the charts. And it's probably lower than it really, really is. Just like in Japan, people go next to their little radiation monitors provided by the government, and they're way less than their own little handhelds. Because they're not going to tell us. The revolution will not be televised. Your march off to the death camp is not going to be televised. They're not going to ask you to march off to the death camp and let you know. That's what they're doing to us right now. Our children are getting sick. Our elderly people are getting sick. People are getting sick, folks. And guess what? I'm going to actually be changing the format of the show a little bit. I'm going to be reaching out to a lot more healthcare practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncturists, Chinese medicine people, people that actually understand health and well-being, because I personally do not at all trust anybody in the AMA. I don't believe them. I think that they are minimally medically educated and they have been conditioned to just accept pain and suffering as part of being a doctor. I mean, when I watch what they do to people, they have no regard for human life, most of them. And they'll say, oh, well, you know, we care, but no, they actually don't. They have been conditioned to not care. It appears that 20 to 30 gallons that leaked were drained through the plant's discharge drain system to the lake. Do you know what that means, the plant's discharge drain system? The company has placed oil absorbent pans on the turbine building roof and has also stopped all circulating water pumps to eliminate any further discharges. Wow. It appears that Fitzpatrick is likely the least worrisome of the current leaks popping up all around the country. Exactly. It appears that this is a stunning statement to write. It appears that this Fitzpatrick leak is likely the least worrisome of current leaks popping up around the country. Although the media spotlight is rarely shone on America's aging nuclear infrastructure, the U.S. nuclear power plants are decaying rapidly, precipitating numerous nuclear environmental disasters across the country. To give you an idea of the scope of the crisis facing America's aging nuclear infrastructure, a startling investigation by the Associated Press found radioactive tritium leaking from 3/4 of all commercial nuclear power sites in the United States. Radioactive tritium is leaking from 3/4 of all commercial nuclear power sites in the United States. A startling investigation by the Associated Press found radioactive tritium leaking from 3/4 of all commercial nuclear power plants and sites in the United States. So you know what that means? If you're living near a nuclear power plant, you can guarantee you have tritium and you have been exposed to high levels of radiation. And yet people will still live there just like they do in St. Louis. And put it out of the back of their head because they can't see it, they can't taste it, they can't feel it. Although they can feel it because they feel weaker. They have diabetes. They don't feel so good. They can't lose weight. They can't sleep. They get insomnia. They get infections. They get skin rashes. They get eczema. They get nosebleeds. They get ear infections. Their vision goes bad. They get lumps. You know, they go to the doctor regularly. I mean, it's just unbelievable the lack of denial in this country. We deserve Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in this country after doing 70 years of this goddamn nuclear project. And frankly, I apologize. I feel quite responsible because I bobbled my head and said, oh, yasm boss, yasm boss, yasm boss. And I did nothing about it while I lived right next to, I didn't even know that San Onofre was a nuclear power plant. This is what a dumbass I was. I thought it was an observatory. That fact still blows me away. So let me finish reading this on Manhattan Project Monday because it all comes from the Manhattan Project. It all started there. It was such a catastrophe, and yet they dug in deep. And why? Because Queenie wants her money. The Queenie wants her money. The Queen of England demands being the richest, most evil person on this planet. To give you an idea of the scope of the crisis facing America's aging nuclear infrastructure, a startling investigation by the Associated Press found radioactive tritium leaking from 3/4 of all commercial nuclear power sites in the United States. As the Free Thought Project, that's this organization that I'm reading their article, as the Free Thought Project reported last month, a major nuclear disaster is unfolding in Washington State at what is known as the Hanford nuclear site. There have been reports that Hanford has been leaking massive amounts of radioactive material for over 2 weeks. Now, I live in the Northwest. Has there been any talk about that? No! And this is June of this month, this year. This story was written in June of this year. Only a week after 19 workers were sent for a medical evaluation after a waste tank they were moving was found to be leaking, three more workers have reportedly been injured on the site. The workers reportedly inhaled radioactive fumes, the same issue facing the 19 previously hospitalized workers, according to the reports, bringing the total number of workers injured at the site up to 22. On top of the Hanford disaster in recent months, a fire at the Bridgeton landfill is closing in on a nuclear dump site, according to the Missouri Emergency Plan recently distributed by St. Louis County officials. The landfill fire has been burning for over 5 years, and they have been unable to contain it thus far. There are clouds of smoke that have been billowing from the site, making the air in parts of St. Louis heavily contaminated. In 2013, now we're in 2016, Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster, who is now running for an elected official, I think congressman there, or governor, he's running for governor, sued Republic Services, the company responsible for the landfill, charging the company with neglecting the site and harming the local environment. Last year, city officials became concerned that the fire may reach the nearby lake landfill, which is littered with decades worth of nuclear waste from government projects and weapons manufacturing. Remnants from the Manhattan Project and the Cold War have been stuffed there for generations. The site has been under the control of the EPA since 1990, but they failed to make any significant cleanup efforts on the site. In December of last year, the EPA announced that it would install a physical barrier to it in an effort to isolate the waste. The barrier, yeah. But the timeline given by the EPA said it could take up to a year to complete. Residents aren't comfortable with that timetable and think that the government, despite years of warning, has done too little to stave off a possible environmental disaster. And they are right. This is just stunning. To add to the legitimacy of the residents' worries about the government's timeline, the ground has yet to be broken, the fire is still smoldering, and the EPA just finalized on Thursday an administrative settlement agreement and order on consent requiring Bridgeton Landfill LLC to start working on the isolation barrier system at the Westlake Landfill Superfund site. Aside from the threat of the U.S. military's decade-old nuclear waste erupting into flames in the near future, there are also two nuclear reactors inside the United States which have been leaking for months. In Florida, a recent study commissioned by Miami-Dade County concluded that the area's four-decade-old nuclear power plants at Turkey Point are leaking polluted water into the Biscayne Bay. So this is still ongoing, folks. This isn't something they have resolved. So anybody who's in Florida, yeah, you're being poisoned and get the heck out of there. I mean, honestly, where are we going to go? We're going to put like 6 million, how many hundreds of millions of people do we have in our country? We're going to all live on one little tiny island on top of each other? This has raised alarms among county officials and environmentalists that the plant, which sits on the coastline, is polluting the bay's surface water and its fragile ecosystem. Oh, I'm thinking about those poor little creatures out there. In the past 2 years, bay waters near the plant have been a large salt have had a large saltwater plume that is slowly moving towards several miles away that supplied drinking water to millions of residents in Miami and the Florida Keys. So they are poisoning us, folks. And please, I see that we have 10 minutes, just about 10 minutes left. We might be drumming up, we might be speaking to a deaf wall, but we have got to keep pounding away. That's all we have. That is all we have. You have to call your elected officials in Florida. I have been calling my elected officials here in Oregon, and I call up the mayor's office, my county commissioner's office, and just tell them, look, nuclear is not green and clean. If it was, we would have had it cleaned up long ago. We don't have storage sites for the waste. We just have nuclear waste. You know what their solution is to put it in pots and pans and put it in the pavement. Just spread the low-level radiation everywhere and just ignore the nuclear power plants instead of closing all of these facilities down. They all need to be shut down immediately. This conversation about our world going in on nuclear and the fact that the nuclear industry is trying to convince us that it's just not that harmful, that we're called nuke mongerers, that we're afraid, that we're just not facing science. No, the science is that radioactivity kills people. It actually harms people. Effects of nuclear pollution on human health. Low levels of radiation exposure may affect the cell membranes and cause mild skin irritations. It also has nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, loss of hair and nails, bruising. I mean, we are actually killing our species with nuclear pollution, folks. And if we don't stop these monsters and demand real science and stop a lie to all of this, then we're just as guilty as these nuclear monsters. I mean, it is so outrageous. 1,500 miles north of the leaking reactors in Florida is the Indian Point nuclear power plant in New York. Since the beginning of this year, there has been an uncontrollable radioactive flow from the Indian Point nuclear power plant that continues leaking into the groundwater, which leads to the Hudson River. Leads to the Hudson River, folks, raising the specter of a Fukushima-like disaster only 25 miles away from New York City. Raising the specter of a Fukushima-like disaster only 25 miles. The disaster will not be televised. Let's just get very clear. We're not telling anybody you're getting poisoned because you can't see it and you can't taste it. So here, honey, let's try to drink that money. Let's just keep drinking it up. Oh, yeah. And don't forget to put the sunscreen on because you don't want the radiation from the sun harming your body. 1,500 miles north of the, the Indian Point nuclear plant is located on the Hudson River and serves the electrical needs of an estimated 2 million people. In January, while preparing a reactor for refueling, workers they must have been drinking before they came to work, spilled some contaminated water containing the radioactive hydrogen isotope tritium, causing a massive radiation spike in the groundwater monitoring well, with one well's radioactivity increasing by as much as 65,000%. And you know what? The 90% rule says that. And this is the thing about this. 65,000% by now? Who knows how high it is? The tritium leak is the ninth, folks. It is the ninth in just the past year. Go ahead, honey. Try to drink that money. And you know what? The Environmental Defense Fund is right in New York City. The Environmental Defense Fund took a mysterious $11 million contribution from, who knows, they wouldn't disclose it. The Environmental Defense Fund is working with the state of Illinois to keep two broken nuclear power plants open so they can close down the coal, so they can claim victory on shutting down the coal plants. I don't know who runs the Environmental Defense Fund, but those people are monsters. That for them, I mean, just like Bill McKibben to tell us that, oh, it's just not that bad. Really? I mean, the, quote, anti-nuke establishment is part of the problem, folks. They would not talk to me on the air. They wanted me to email them back and forth, and maybe they'll talk to me. Really? It's because I really have nothing nice to say to them because they are part of the problem. The tritium leak is just the ninth in the past year, four of which were severe enough to shut down the reactor. But the most recent leak, however, according to an assessment by the New York Department of State as part of the Coastal Zone Management Assessment, contains a variety of radioactive elements such as, check this out, folks, strontium-90, cesium-137, cobalt-60, nickel-63, and isn't limited to tritium contamination. Let me read that again. According to an assessment by the New York Department of State as part of the Coastal Zone Management Assessment, contains a variety of radioactive elements such as strontium-90, cesium-137, cobalt-60, nickel-63, and isn't limited to tritium contamination. As the utility companies and the government agencies continue to downplay the severity of these situations, the residents who live closest to these spots are already feeling the effects. According to a recent report, Radiation and Public Health Project researchers compared the state and national cancer data from 1988 to 1992 with three other five-year periods, 93 through 97, 98 to 02, and 03 to 07. The results published in 2009 show the cancer rates going up from 11% below the national average to 7% above that in that time span. Unexpected increases were not detected in 19 out of 20 major types of cancer. Thyroid cancer registered the biggest increase, going from 13% below the national average to 51% above the national average. So people in New York can expect to get cancer. Welcome to the real world. This is what we're doing. While the U.S. war machine, and this is all it's about, the war machine, spends hundreds of billions of dollars per year waging war against humanity, Americans at home are dying from a crumbling nuclear infrastructure. The realization that multiple nuclear disasters are currently unfolding across the country, while the mainstream media remains silent, speaks to the fact that most media is owned by the same benefactors that have a vested interest in maintaining the status quo. Come on, honey, let's try to drink that money. Let me read that again. Because this is where we're at, folks. The realization that multiple nuclear disasters are currently unfolding, and they are unfolding. And we can stay silent and put it out of our heads because we don't see it. And then we can feel guilty when we go to the doctor because for some reason we're sick. We don't know why we're sick. It must be what we're eating, what we're exposing ourselves to. It must be what we're eating, we're drinking, we're smoking. It's all our fault. Let's just beat ourselves up. While beautiful people like Wendy Lametta get sick for no reason. A 40-year-old woman who tried for over 10 years to have a baby. Her and her husband spent thousands and thousands of dollars with fertility stuff, trying to figure out why they couldn't get pregnant, only to discover that there was radioactive leaking pollution in their environment. And that's when the bell went off. Like, of course we can't get pregnant. We're sterile. I've been living next to a leaking nuclear dump site all my life. These are the lies of the nuclear industry, folks. It is unconscionable that we have scientists telling us not to worry about it. Dr. Gordon Edwards said, you know what, we need to not call it radiation. We need to call it radioactive pollution. That's where they mind fuck us. Excuse my language. That's where they twist our heads. They use the wrong terms. They change the terms. They give us all these analogies just to try to make us feel dumb and stupid. But what we do know is that radiation is killing us and they are doing nothing about it. There, nuclear waste, there is no solution to it yet because they have done nothing to try to figure it out. And it is up to us to push our elected officials, to push the scientists, to get big money out of science. The fact that most media is owned by the same benefactors that have a vested interest in maintaining the status quo is the problem. Put your courage feet on, take some action, call your elected officials, push them, don't let them sleep at night. We have to have a solution. Put your courage feet on. We'll talk to you Wednesday.